Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. We have a bit of a special interview with you today. We're here live, courtesy of the Simon Fraser Pipe Band. And with me is Rob McNeil, the president of the SFU Pipe Band.
Yes, it's been a great day here. We've been performing a concert in the inner courtyard of the AQ. It's been brilliant weather here, not too hot, not too cold. And we had our development band, our Robert Malcolm Memorial 3, open for us, and then we put on basically a show for nearly an hour. And what a huge crowd. Oh, tremendous. All ringing around this area. It's so good to see.
I heard the MC put the figure at around 500 people up here.
I would think so, yeah. There was people ringing the whole thing, even up on the little mound that is there. It was just incredible to see that this number of people come out.
And the name of the concert that you'll be performing a little bit later in the month in August in Scotland is Generations, and that really harkens back to how the fact that this is a family bred and run organization and that there are multiple lineages running throughout the band.
That's absolutely correct. We have a number of players in the band that are playing right now that are basically the sons, daughters of players that are played in the past there. But also the Generations theme comes to our music too, because we are basically performing some pieces of music that we played before, and we brought them back with a slightly different twist here. And so this concert allowed us to be able to preview a few of those pieces.
I recognized a few of them. I heard the band perform both in competition and in concert at the Coquitlam Highland Games at ScotFest BC, and I recognized a few of them. One of my favorite arrangements that you did here today was the lovely group ensemble version of the Sky Boat song, and it happened to feature a keyboardist with some synthesized music underneath.
Absolutely. That was Piper Alistair Lee who basically put together that arrangement. But that's been a favorite of the band for a while, but we decided to make it a prominent part of this concert and what's coming up for us also, because it is a recognizable piece with regard to the Outlander series, a famous Scottish song, TV recognition. What could be better than just opening this concert here on the mountain with it?
Yeah. And also I noticed that we had several different types of pibracht, which is piping in Gaelic. We had solo piping, we had group and ensemble, and also with regards to the drum corps, there was a drum corps solo, as well as some pieces that featured the more traditional tenor drum.
Yes, absolutely. And that drum salute that was performed basically harkens back to 30 years ago, almost exactly. And it's named after basically a street where a number of the players in the band lived at the time, 420 Bing Street. So it was great to see a new generation of players now playing that piece that basically made its debut in the SFU Theater here in March of 1993.
Amazing. The band has several awards. I know that you are six-time world champions, as well as the Robert Malcolm Memorial Band has six of their own. And most recently, the SFU Drum Corps is the current reigning Drum Corps champions at the World Championship.
That's correct. In 2022, they won it convincingly with three of four firsts.
Wow.
It was just incredible.
And that's with drum major Reed Maxwell, is that correct?
Yes, lead drummer Reed Maxwell, yes.
And we have our pipe major, Alan Bevan, is that correct?
Alan Bevan, yes. And Jack Lee, who is also basically doing sort of double duties as MC today and also as the pipe sergeant of the band.
Yeah, Jack and Terry Lee, and also one of the sons of the Lee family is also in the pipe corps as well, too.
That's right. Jack's two sons play in the band. Yeah, Andrew Lee and John Lee.
And funny thing about Andrew, I was flying back from Europe last summer, and we were flying out of Reykjavik, Iceland, and I was in the line for the flight to Vancouver, and guess who's in front of me? The pipe band, just coming back from the World Championships that year. So I got on, I mentioned that I work at the radio station, and it just made for, you know, a very relaxing flight to know you're surrounded by a world-class band.
Yes, absolutely. You know, many of the players take that route through Iceland, given all the other challenges in going through the States and even in Canada.
Yeah.
So it was great that you basically fortuitously hooked up there.
Absolutely. And and you and I passed a few months ago just kind of walking in the convocation hall, and I noticed you're wearing the SFU Pipe Band tartan, and I mentioned, oh, hey, it's always good to see a kilted gentleman. And that was where kind of our connection started, as well as where we heard about this concert today, and we were promoting it with a little bit of a PSA on CJSF, so it's always great to help out the band.
Yes, and I remember that evening we were coming down because we were actually, it was myself and our lead drummer, Reed Maxwell, that were coming back from basically a recognitions day there. And so this is one of the great things about it, and Jack touched on it in his sort of closing remarks. SFU Ceremonies and Events does a tremendous job in putting on these events for the university, the convocations, the special ceremonies, and other things like that. And we're so proud to be a part of the ceremonies and events and helping with regard to convocation and even little concerts like this today that all help to promote Simon Fraser University.
Absolutely. It's a jewel in the crown up here on the mountain to have a world-class pipe band. And for those of you who happen to be in Scotland, can you tell us a little bit about the dates and the times of that concert for those who happen to be in Glasgow?
Yes, the concert is called the Generations Concert. It is taking place on Wednesday, August 16th at 7:30 at the, it's called the SCC Armadillo, basically the Scottish Exhibitions Campus, the Armadillo Theatre. And just a brief note about that is that these concerts normally are held in the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall, but because of renovations going on, they couldn't secure that or be certain that we would be able to get it there. Well, 2 days ago, we surpassed the total number of ticket sales that we would have had in the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall, so we're heading towards a sellout in the SEC Armadillo.
Oh, fantastic. It doesn't surprise me with the caliber of musicianship that is here. And as a percussionist myself and as a classical musician going back, it's obvious when rhythms are tight and tuning is on. And maybe you could talk a little bit about the need for tuning in an environment such as a pipe band.
Oh, absolutely. As Jack mentioned during his comments during the concert today, the pipes are temperamental with regard to temperature and humidity and other things, so they do require some very fine tuning to make sure that all the pipes are sounding in unison. The same with the drums, too, making sure that they're all pitched correctly. The snares and also the tenors are basically pitched at different pitches, and of course the bass is basically that heartbeat of the band.
And I know playing percussion back in high school and university that the tightness of a pipe band snare drum is quite different, and the sticks are very different. They're a little bit bigger than typical drumsticks, but they're much lighter.
Yes, absolutely. There's basically, these are sort of high tension drums here that are tightly, you know, cranked up there. But you're right that the stickers are slightly lighter because there's a lot of intricate rudiments that are going on.
Absolutely. For those of you who know your regimental style playing, things like flams and rolls and paradiddles all feature very heavily in Scottish drum.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, we wish you the best for Scotland. Everyone here at CJSF and the university is gunning for you. You have our full weight of everyone here on the mountain. Thank you again. This is Rob McNeil from the SFU Pipe Band. Any closing words?
The only closing words here is that the days of the World Championships are basically Friday, August 18th, and Saturday, August 19th. And there will be live streams of both those performances, SFU playing on the Friday and SFU playing in the competitions on the Saturday, too. So you can tune in to either BBC Scotland, or there's a website called pipesdrums.com that will have the links to those live streams if people want to watch it from here.
Absolutely. I'll be tuning in. Again, thank you so much. Tapalev.
Thank you so much. Thanks again.
Cheers. You just listened to an interview featuring Rob McNeil of the SFU Pipe Band, president of the Simon Fraser University Pipe Band, which regularly practices up here on the mountain, and you can hear them at convocation and ceremony. We are so thankful for the opportunity that we got to hear them perform live in the AQ just a few weeks ago, and we have breaking news from Glasgow for you. As of last week, the Simon Fraser University Pipe Band are now 2 times World Drum Corps champions. That's right, everybody. Under the tutelage of Reed Maxwell,
the drum corps of the SFU Pipe Band has been crowned champions once again. The band placed fourth overall in the overall pipe band category. And there were some fantastic, fantastic results from that day in Glasgow in the middle of August. And of course, if you want to check out the results from the event, you can check out the RSPBA, the Royal Scottish Pipe Band Association. And I believe that's rspba.org. As well as if you want information about the Simon Fraser University Pipe Band, or if you're interested in joining such a illustrious group, you can check out sfupipeband.com. We'll be right back.
Dear listeners, as you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I'm Jesse. You just heard Connor's interview with the SFU Pipe Band and some performances by that band. And now we're into the last quarter of the show, and we're going to swing into one of my, well, my favorite segment, I'll be honest, of this show, which is What Did I Find in the Archives? And we're going to start with a compilation CD that I found that's called Electroclips. Electroclips, because it is from Quebec. So I'll just read from the liner here. Before all, the coming of the Montreal Musique Actuelle / New Music America Festival in November of 1990 inspired us to underline this event with the production of a special disc whose unifying concept would be the substantial artistic challenge to composers and that would compel electroacoustics to surpass itself. Therefore, we have commissioned 25 electroacoustic snapshots by composers from Quebec, Canada, the United States, and Mexico. How then is this disc new? To merge popular song form of a 3-minute duration with the concept of the video clip reactualizes electroacoustics by taking it out of the traditional concert hall and transporting it to the world of media, of clips, of miniatures, of the immediate, while still preserving the artistic integrity that electroacoustics command today. This disc is more than a collection of short pieces. It presents a synthesis of new electroacoustic creation art as it is practiced in all of its forms. Each miniature is a summary of the style of each artist, a unique opportunity to visit and revisit some of North America's most dynamic composers. Pretty cool. They also say that they've put all these 25 clips in a certain order on the disc, but if you want to, you can program your compact disc player to create your own sequence. Very interesting to see a snapshot of electroacoustic music as it was in 1990. Obviously, the technology around music production has evolved a lot since 1990, but there are moments in here that sound very prescient, that sound like, you know, maybe today's electronic music producers, today's electroacoustic music producers, but also just general pop music has taken on a lot of the electronic elements, but just general the sound design and the electroacoustic stuff, which is really interesting. And I had a really hard time picking which of these 25 clips to play because they're all really good, and I only have time for one, really. So I'm going to go with an old standby, which is Hildegard Westerkamp. And this track is great, also, not only because, as described in the notebook, it's a good sort of encapsulation of the work of Hildegard Westerkamp, but also, as you will hear, this is very meditative and breath-oriented, which is a great way to start the morning or to wrap up the show, some sort of meditative breathing. So we're going to do that, and then I'll play something from a different modern music compilation. So here we go. This is Hildegard Westerkamp. Eventually. There we go. Breathing Room by Hildegard Westerkamp from the Electro Clips compilation CD, which is out there if you want to look for it on YouTube and other places. You can find all the bits, or you can come by the station and have a listen. Okay, this is Speak Up. We're almost done. And I want to play one last track from the archives. And this comes from Modern Music, which is a 1990 compilation put out by CFNY FM 102 out of Toronto. A whole bunch of local bands. Some I have heard of, some you will certainly have heard of, including the one we're going to play, but we'll get there. A surprising amount of ska on this CD, which sort of rejigged the timeline for me of the third wave ska revival, at least in Canada. Tracks by Skaface and King Apparatus and some others. Some cool electronic music by B.B. Boris. And some cool sort of indie pop by Surrender Dorothy. All sorts of cool things, but the number one shocking, most amazing thing, I guess, is a track by the Bare Naked Ladies called Be My Yoko Ono. This is the first, as far as I can tell, the first time this song was ever released, which means that it is not technically a hit. But the crazy thing about this is that on the liner notes, there is contact information for each band, and on the liner notes is a direct phone number for Stephen Page. So I'm sure it's not the same number anymore, but pretty crazy that at one point his phone number was just in a CD for you to call. Anyway, this is a song you've probably heard a million times before, and if not, well, enjoy. Enjoy either way. This is Be My Yoko Ono by the Bare Naked Ladies.
One, two, three, four.
Democracy Now! Is next. See ya.
If there's someone you can live without, then do so. Oh, oh, oh. And if there's someone you can just shove out, won't do so. You can be my Yoko Ono. You can follow me wherever I go. Be my Yoko Ono. Naked as two virgins, hand in hand and hand in glove. And now that I'm far away, it doesn't seem to me to be such a pain to have you hanging off my ankle like some kind of ball and chain.
You can be my Yoko Ono. You can follow. Stepping on pins and needles. Woo, woo, woo. But I don't like all these people slagging her for breaking up the Beatles. Now don't blame it on Yoko. I mean, if I was John and you were Yoko, I would gladly give up musical genius just to have you as my very own personal Venus. My Yoko Ono. You can follow me wherever I go. Be my Yoko Ono.
Polygon Gallery presents the North American premiere of Jeremy Shaw's latest and largest production to date, Phase Shifting Index until September 24th, 2023. Employing various outmoded 20th century media, Shaw presents what appears to be documentary footage as the distant future, creating cognitive dissonance within the viewer's relation to a sense of place and time. To learn more about this event, visit thepolygon.ca.